Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. The ESPN app, click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app and scroll down to live radio. That's where you find us. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Guys, Zach Wilson is just on DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Oh, wow.
DePippo and what'd you call him?
DiPietro. Right? DiPietro. Rick.
Yeah, DiPietro and Rothenberg, 98.7 ESPN.
What would it be, RD?
They asked him.
RD. RD, DR. Now you got it.
They asked Zach Wilson, the quarterback of the New York Football Jets, how high is the ceiling for this team?
How high?
I don't know. You know, I think as a unit, you know, we feel like obviously we can go all the way, but that's just because of the confidence and belief that we have in ourselves, you know, and nobody else is going to ever think that, you know, but for us, the mindset is just taking it one game at a time, like I said, and, you know, you don't get too far ahead of yourself. Nobody's sitting here saying, oh, we have to do this, we have to do this, because when you start setting expectations, things just don't go well. So for us, it's keeping the same mindset, focusing one game at a time, and just let the doubters keep doubting.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm going to keep doubting.
Are you?
Man, you should focus in on winning games. And not focusing on what people are saying. The doubt people are going to have.
Isn't that kind of what he said, though?
Yeah, he said, no, he
that sounded Keyshawn friendly to me.
He said it, but then in the end, he said the doubters. Wait. Just don't even think about it. Just leave it alone.
Can we run it back? Can we listen to it again, please?
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because I'm asking to listen
to
it again.
He heard something.
I don't know. You know, I think as a unit, you know, we feel like obviously we can go all the way, but that's just because of the confidence and belief that we have in ourselves, you know, and nobody else is going to ever think that, you know, but for us, the mindset is just taking it one game at a time, like I said, and, you know, you don't get too far ahead of yourself. Nobody's sitting here saying, oh, we have to do this, we have to do this, because when you start setting expectations, things just don't go well. So for us, it's keeping the same mindset, focusing one game at a time, and just let the doubters keep doubting.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said.
Yeah, he said that. Yeah. Just leave the doubters keep doubting out of it.
James was like Columbo just then. He's like, before I go, let me have one more question.
Because that tells me you are paying attention to what the people out there in the world are saying.
We all pay attention, brother.
I understand that you paid attention when you played.
You did too. I watched you.
I understand you paid attention to it. I saw it when I played, but I don't need to tell you that I'm paying attention to it by telling you that.
But that's fine. That's motivation, man. Like, that's how athletes are built from day one. You cannot tell. I mean, I had things that people said negatively about me that I posted so I could look at it every single damn day in my locker.
Oh, Jay remembers every slight. Even on this show, you say something like to Jay, like, you say, oh, you look like, I like your shirt. Oh, what's wrong with my shirt yesterday? And he'll keep that for a week.
But that's Jay, though. Jay's sensitive about all sorts of things.
Yeah, we all are. I mean, Key wrote a book about Give Me the Damn Ball.
Yes, bestseller.
At the end of the
day. It's still selling.
Yeah,
get it
plug.
For Christmas.
That's a great plug. See? How
get it for Christmas.
Yeah, it's a good Christmas gift.
I like teams that hold slights, man. At the end of the day, you want your team to stay motivated. And the last thing you want as a Jets player, the last thing you want as a Jets player or a Jets fan is you want your team to be content. What's all the whispering about? You're whispering
go ahead.
No, I said I can see where this is certainly headed.
Where is it headed?
You're going to eventually claim the New York Jets here in about
kind
another
of one of your
weeks.
Teams now.
Yeah, they're going to be
they
one
are
of
kind
your,
of one of your
yeah,
teams.
Be
they
one
are,
of
Jay.
No. Yeah,
Jay.
You're going to, I know you. I know
Jay.
You.
Jay.
In a minute, he's going to have the entire state covered. The Bills, the Jets, the Giants.
Whoever's winning the money, you know.
I know how you do this. The whole AFC.
I do like Robert Saleh.
The whole AFC
I like
East.
His personality.
The whole AFC East, though. He's going to take
no,
the whole
he's not
AFC.
On the Patriots. No, he's not big on the Patriots. He has the other three teams, though.
Nope. No, no.
Yet.
No, I don't think I ever get on the
all right,
Bill
wait. Jay's got – Jay. Okay, Jets are one of his teams.
No, Bills, Jets are not one of my teams.
100%
the
they are.
Jets aren't my team until I claim that they're my team, Dan.
Jay,
not yet.
You know you root for the Jets.
No, not yet.
See? Look at you twisting
he
the
does.
Argument.
Not publicly yet.
See, I root against the Jets. I'm a Giants fan.
But publicly, he's not going to do it yet. Here's when he starts to do it.
Yeah.
As they continue to keep winning, he'll keep trying to find the negative people. And that's how he gets in. He pits the negative against the good. All and right. Then he goes, two things can be true at the same time. Well, why can't Zach Wilson be great? And that's how you know he's sliding in.
I just defended Robert Saleh because he said
receipts. Yeah, Saleh too.
And you two got very angry at Saleh the receipts comment.
Yeah, now for some reason, we got worked up.
But all
yeah.
of a sudden.
Now you both are eating your words because now the Jets are in fourth place
I'm
in the AFC. And now Key's giving out public apologies saying, I'm sorry, Robert.
You see that?
I didn't mean it, Robert.
He's trying to open up the door for an invitation to training camp.
I don't need to go to training camp.
can't. See,
no, owner's see. Owner's box. Come on, man.
That I'm too. Trying to own a team. I'm not That's trying to right. go to training camp, Key. You can spend your time going to training camp in the summer in August. I'm fine.
So
now he's attacking me.
So
attacking. Don't use that word towards a brother, man.
You know, Jay, I think about what you say about how athletes use slights, and I always bring up this example. I think he's right, Key. I mean, you know better than I do, but
of course,
I remember Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter, after the 1998 season, they won 125 games, all-time record, swept the World Series. And I remember hearing Jeter afterwards saying, he's talking about the doubters, and I was thinking to myself, gee, no one thought they traded for Chuck Knob. Everyone had you the favorites. You'd romp through the season. You swept. What doubters? But athletes, I guess, are looking for that constantly. And Zach Wilson saying it maybe isn't such a big tip of a hand anyway.
Well, it as long as they continue to keep doing everything you said, one game at a time, approaching one game at a time, continue to put the wins in your back pocket. You got six now. You go on to 7, 8, 9, 10, and before you know it, you're in a great position to make the playoffs, make a strong playoff run. My whole point is I don't need the doubters or the haters or the receipts and all that. I don't need to let them know that they're in my head.
On the one hand, the Jets are a more talented team
than
the Giants. On the other hand, Zach Wilson, yes, whatever his ceiling is earlier in his career, not as experienced as Daniel Jones. But the Jets certainly, it seems, have more talent. But guys, here's my question. The Giants are in a tough division, but there is a soft touch in the Commanders. There's no soft touches in the Jets division. Who is more of a live contender as a result of that, Giants or Jets?
Contender to do what?
Well, let's start with make the playoffs.
I would say the Jets are.
To make the playoffs, even though all four teams are live
in
that division.
They got six in their back pocket.
So do the Giants.
Yeah, but the Giants still got to play. The Cowboys and the Eagles twice.
Yeah, it's a lot. But they'll win one or two of those games, Key. You know how the NFC East works.
I don't know.
Here's the litmus test.
Okay.
The next Jets game is on the road against the Patriots. So all I say is you have one of the best wins in recent franchise history, right?
Yep.
For Robert Saleh, you beat the Bills. So now everybody's
right
up here.
He's so everybody's right up about here. This,
so now,
Key.
So
he's
now
so
you're
right
going
about
against
this.
Bill Belichick. So now, like, how do you handle expectations considering
Key,
you had a big win?
But he's so right about this. What Jay said before about expectation versus opportunity, like, I'm not saying you'll always say young quarterback, Bill Belichick, you're at Foxborough, it's a rep. But there's an opportunity there because not that you expect them to win, but if they can win that game after
Says
beating
something.
The Bills, come on.
Yeah, but you also go into this with a different game plan than you did in week 7. Was it week 7 or 8 when they played the Jets? That game plan did not work. Throwing back 40-something times, 3 intercepts, that's not going to work. So you already know 3 weeks earlier, 2 weeks earlier, what happened in that disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Now you go on the road. You take a portable thing on the road, which is keep the quarterback out of harm's way, run the football, and play defense. You look at this division. We don't know. What is Josh Allen's elbow?
Yeah, you don't know. It could be. Couldn't he Tommy John? Where he?
So,
oh my God!
So think about that.
Hopefully not.
Nothing's wrong. Nothing's wrong with Jalen Hurts as of yet. Nothing's wrong with Dak Prescott. So they're gonna be there. All of a sudden, this division comes back to the New York Jets or the Miami Dolphins. Buffalo starts to fall away a little bit because what if he misses some significant time?
That's You're right. And they have two losses in the division already.
And
the Bills
have two losses in the division already. This is why I say. The New England Patriots.
And Quinn and Williams in the middle, guys.
That's why this game on the road, this shows you how much the Jets have grown up. If they're able to execute a game like this.
I love it.
On the road.
Like if they lose, not the end of the world, but if they win. Oh, what a corner they would have turned.
Oh, I like it, Jay.
And then Zach Wilson in his second year, like Key points out Joe Burrow, look what he did. And then I'm like, come on, man, Joe Burrow to Zach Wilson. But if Zach Wilson could win a game like that on the road against Bill Belichick after the whooping they just got.
He's getting great experience.
Oh.
And it'll help him later on. And I say Joe Burrow, look with Joe Burrow, because at the start of Joe Burrow's second year, no one was saying that what they said at the start of his third year.
Right.
No one's saying that. Come on now. Let's not lie to each other.
And what is it, Max? What is Bill Belichick won 12 straight against the Jets?
Is it 12?
I think it's
12. It's a lot.
12, I think you're the Jets fan. Tell us. I'm sure you're familiar with the stats.
No, I just read. about teams. I think it's 12.
Especially his teams. He's got the alerts, the Jets alerts on his little on the apps. Key on the apps on his phone. He gets Jets alerts anytime a trade.
Like
no,
yeah.
Yeah,
he does. He's in the beta children. Group. He's in the beta group of that app. What are you kidding? He's got a piece of that app.
It's fine. I mean, I don't hate that you got. I don't hate that you like all the teams in New York. That's fine.
What do you mean? I just want to see Robert Saleh do his thing.
But the question about who's more of a contender. Now the Giants have two games coming up that on the schedule look like soft touches, mm-hmm. right? At home against Texans and who else is it? It's another team like the Texans who they should win, but yeah, it's the NFL. You can't tell. Yeah,
Lions or something.
Lions.
Like that?
Lions. If they can win both those games before the Cowboys game, do you understand? And they'll be favored to do so, but and no guarantees. But if they do, and they're 8-2 going to Dallas, that's not an unwinnable game for them. That's NFC East division rivalry.
No, there's no question about it.
Then who's more of a contender, Jets or Giants?
I still say Jets.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax is brought to you by eBay Motors. We all know the game isn't over till it's over, so next time you need parts for your car, don't call it quits. Go to eBay Motors. They have 122 million parts to take your car into overtime. Get the right parts at the right prices.
Prices.
eBayMotors.com. Let's ride.
Yo, it's Jay Williams from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. They told us we can give you guys anything we wanted, so we're giving away free cash.
You want to talk about money?
We're giving away $10,000 a day, and all you have to do is listen to us for a chance to win.
KJM's $10,000 a day giveaway. Be listening at this time on Thursday for your chance to win with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, it is time for the KJM Mid-Season Awards, guys. Mid-Season Awards. It's through 9 weeks, so we're more than halfway through. Key, who is the MVP so far mid-season?
Jalen Hurts. We have Jalen Hurts, the mid-season award, undefeated team. A lot of people coming into the season didn't think that this young man would be able to do some of the things he's capable of doing or has shown us he's capable of doing this season. They bring in A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown looks like a different wide receiver because of the ability for Jalen Hurts to deliver the football. He's running it well. He's not turning the football over at an alarming rate. He has his team right now sitting in the top seed in the NFC.
You guys changed my opinion yesterday. James Steele, Max Kellerman yelling at me. And I want to take an opportunity to say something because I do believe that we're watching greatness. So with Michael Jordan playing against Michael Jordan, right, I saw it firsthand and I recognized and I was like, man, that's different. And it made me look at watching LeBron James differently because now I don't want to take it for granted because I don't know if I'll ever see something like LeBron James again. And I feel like the same thing is slightly happening with Patrick Mahomes. Like, we just take it for granted. Watching him between running on the ground and throwing for over 500 yards to get a win, it's just something so different that the game of football, I feel like, has never seen. He's my MVP right now.
I'm so glad you said that. This, I said the same exact thing, Jay, on this just in yesterday, 2 p.m. Eastern ESPN, that I said Michael Jordan, LeBron, watching Patrick Mahomes back in the day, Lawrence Taylor, right? Like, watching Patrick Mahomes is like, you don't want to take it for granted because it's magic. It's when you live through an era and you get to watch this guy, who, by the way, far and away the greatest start to any career for any quarterback in NFL history, because he's putting up all the personal numbers of whoever you want to point to and all the team success of, like, Tom Brady, right? He's doing both. And the eyeball test says it's just a pleasure to watch. It's like something you never really seen. He's the MVP through this point of the season. He just balled out in prime time. He made impossible plays to win the game. He's the best player in football every year. He's the best player again and the most valuable this year. It's Patrick Mahomes for me.
Two right answers and one wrong one. Congratulations, guys. Two out of three ain't bad.
Coach of the year, guys. Key, who you got?
I'm going to take Nick Sirianni. I feel like that they have an opportunity to run the table. You know, even if they are a 16-1 team, that's coach of the year. What if they go 17-0? What if this team goes undefeated? You know, a guy as it sits right now, though, at this point in midseason, he has an undefeated team.
I just think last year watching Jalen Hurts and seeing how talented he had a chance to be, but not seeing the weapons, that just Howie Roseman and company have done a really good job giving them all the pieces. But just because you have pieces doesn't mean that automatically translates to success. is how to manage expectations and personalities. And I think for me, Nick Sirianni is the coach of the year for doing so.
Jay, yes. You make a hell of a case for Sirianni. Hell of a case. I'm not going to argue against Sirianni, but I am going to argue for Brian Daboll. And this is the reason. The other coach of the year candidates, you'll look at and you go, but they're loaded with talent, right? Daboll is the, by the way, including Robert Saleh, very talented team. Daboll is the guy right now you look at and you go, that team's not that talented. Like, they're not that talented. How are they 6-2, right? And not just not talented in 6-2, but for a team that couldn't buy a win for years, they were awful. Years. And this dude shows up, and just by doing some basic stuff, let's protect the quarterback. We're going to send extra protection around our quarterback. We're going to use our running back. We're going to play sound defense. I'm going to bring in Wink, the whole thing. I think Daboll is coach of the year. He's squeezing six wins out of this team so far.
Yeah, 8-0, though.
Yeah, I can't argue against Sirianni. I'm just making the pro-Daboll argument. He'd get my vote. Daboll would. Okay, offensive player of the year. Key, who you got?
Saquon Barkley. I think Saquon Barkley is the offensive, not MVP, but offensive player of the year. Now, there's a couple other people that you could certainly put on this list, but this young man's coming back off of injuries. He's just, you know, he's the ground and pound. He's the heart and soul of the, almost called him the New York Patriots, the New York Giants offense.
Goodness.
I mean, it's there to see. He's made Daniel Jones a much better quarterback, and I think that Brian Daboll and company certainly saw that, and they understand what he is. The big question is going to be, though, can this continue the second half of the season for them?
I love Saquon. I want him to win. But I'm going with the guy who currently leads the league in catches with 76 and total yards with 1,104. Yo, look.
Dude got 1,000 yards 8 games ago.
Stupid.
I can just shed him
regardless
down.
Regardless whether it's Teddy Bridgewater or Tua, Tyreek Hill is that dude. And he is the answer to the offensive player of the year.
They throw too much now.
Honestly, if I had to go with the receiver, I would take A.J. Brown. Forget about the numbers. He has twice as many touchdowns as Tyreek. But forget about the numbers for a second. A.J. Brown does everything. But guys, and I know you don't supposed to give it to the same guys you give MVP because then it becomes a quarterback award. The offensive player of the year is Patrick Mahomes. It's Patrick Mahomes. The dude is they took away. Look what happened to Rodgers when they took Devontae Adams away. See the offensive player of the year you guys are talking to? He's on another team. Patrick Mahomes got, other than Tua, who's missed games, the highest QBR, the guy who Tyreek Hill went to, the highest QBR in the league. Patrick Mahomes, 21 TDs against 6 interceptions, 2,600 yards. His team is probably the best in the conference. Everyone else, you add the receiver, they ball out, you take it away. Oh, what happened to Aaron Rodgers? What happened to Tom Brady? The receivers got hurt. Patrick Mahomes, take all the receivers away. Whatever.
I wonder how could Tyreek Hill, though, have, what did you say, 1,100 yards so far?
Mm-hmm.
1,100. You got 1,100 yards in 8 games or whatever it is.
Mike McDaniel's feeding the dude. He's like, we got this toy, we're going to play with it.
It doesn't matter, man. Jerry Rice was fed.
Yeah.
I mean, like.
But Jerry Rice did that type of stuff. Don't forget. Maybe. Through 8 games, Jerry Rice did have about 1,000 yards.
Maybe there's something to be said
did
about
have?
Mike McDaniel and the offensive scheme.
Yeah, a lot of
scheme.
Seasons like that.
Maybe there's something to be said about Mike McDaniel and the offensive scheme.
No,
maybe
it's just crazy, though.
No question.
It's just crazy to think the dude
Jerry
got
Rice.
Like 1,100 yards with 8.
Well,
eight
they played 9. They played 9 games.
They
though.
Played nine.
Yeah. 9.
No, no, I'm saying they got 8 because it's a 17-game season, so the halfway mark, you got an extra game now.
I'm going to say halfway mark.
Max,
this dude
Max, can I say something to you? Regardless of whether you're, you know, analytics, this dude is one of the best receivers to ever play. If he were to say that, I'm going to take his word for
no,
it.
No, 8 and Max, though, but think about it, halfway through the season, 1,100 yards. It's just crazy. I don't know how that happens.
I just looked up Jerry Rice, but that's what Tyreek Hill makes you do. He makes you look up Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice had some seasons that were just disgust filthy. Unbelievable.
But halfway point, though.
No, I don't know. But his top yards were 1,848 in 16 games. So
okay, so let's assume that he had a
900 and change.
Yeah, let's assume
at the
that. That was
point.
One time.
Yep.
But I'm just saying.
He led the league in yards 6 times.
But I'm talking about that.
Yeah,
I'm just talking about the numbers. It's mind-boggling to see, Jay, when you hear it and see it. You're like, huh?
Yeah, he's going to have 2,000. He's going to have 2,000 yards.
He's going to have 2,000 yards going away. Oh,
right,
I know Kelvin Johnson almost did that, but Kelvin Johnson's a different type of receiver.
Yeah, he's cyborg.
Yeah.
All right. Defensive player of the year.
Looking like Kobe
Black. Go ahead,
Keith.
Who's the defensive player of the year?
Michael Parsons. Michael Parsons is the defensive player of the year.
I just heard what he said.
Michael Parsons, defensive player of the year. Stupid. By far.
What's wrong with you?
What? I mean, I
same neck of the woods, right?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, like, come on, man. And so and when you look at Michael Parsons and some of the things that he's been able to do, this guy is just ridiculous. He reminds a lot of people of what Lawrence Taylor was able to do. Yeah. And this defense certainly is built around him. When Dan Quinn came to the Cowboys and they selected Michael Parsons out of Penn State, the first thing you thought of was these Bobby Wagners, the Seattle defenses that he had in Seattle before he took the Atlanta job. And Michael Parsons is certainly showing that. He'll get defensive player this year because Aaron Donald and T.J. Watt, not T.J., is it T.J.? Yeah, T.J. Watt. It's the Watts, man. You know, all the Bosa's and the Watts, they're all the same. He's not playing this year. So that award is going to go to Parsons.
And I think Parsons deserves it so far. What do you think, Jay?
I got Micah Parsons. I mean, I'm going to stay in pace with you guys. It's, you know, Key can get into all the details of it. But, like, I think one of the things I appreciate as a former athlete is some people have motors and some people don't, right? Like, I'll never forget Ben Wallace saying, yo, if I can get 2 rebounds and if I can get 2 putbacks per quarter – by the end of the game, like, I'm going to end up with, like, 16 points. I'm going to end up with 12 rebounds. Like, that's just the way I play, right? Just in my motor. And to me, like, that's Micah Parsons. Like, it's just the motor is always going, Keith.
Yeah, that's the way you think, though. You're like, if I can get 2 catches a quarter, get 4 targets a quarter, I'm a, by the time we add it up at the end, I'm going to be good.
So I do it. I do omega reads. If I get 2 an hour, well, by the end, I got 8 reads.
Why were y'all screaming and hollering and laughing?
Because you're silly, man.
By the way, the answer is Micah Parsons. It's a clean sweep. That's the one unanimous pick for us, defensive player of the year. Parsons is the best, the closest thing to Lawrence Taylor since Lawrence Taylor, right? Like, he seems like he's going to go down as maybe, it's possible, the second greatest linebacker, whoever, like, you know, if he has a long career. He's playing it at a ridiculous level. Ridiculous. Does everything. After losing to Georgia, guys, how far will Tennessee fall in tonight's college football playoff ranking? And can 3 SEC teams make it?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
He'll keep it. 10, 5, goes for the pylon. Touchdown! Near sideline, one-on-one. Intercepted!
Dogs defensively right now playing at an elite level. And Matt puts a nail in the coffin.
Georgia remains undefeated with a 27-13 win over the Tennessee Volunteers.
Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. That was our theme. We told them we wanted to play them right here in our box.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. You can download the podcast. You can hear us on the ESPN app. Click More on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to Live Radio. You're not tethered to your car. Take us anywhere you go.
Tethered.
And we are joined now by the great Paul Feinbaum, host of the Paul Feinbaum Show, brought to you by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Max. Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Paulie?
Paul, we're going to get into what you said about Alabama, Nick Saban, all that stuff, but let's start with, as usual, Paul Feinbaum making waves, telling it like it is and making waves. After losing to Georgia, how far should we expect Tennessee to fall in tonight's college football playoff ranking?
Max, I don't think they'll fall any farther than fifth. They conceivably could even be at four based on how this committee seems to have a dislike for TCU. I would have TCU ahead of them, but I think they'll be either four or five. And in spite of a serious beatdown, that score was deceiving. They were out of that game from the opening punch. I think they're still in really good shape, depending on one or two things that could happen.
Could we see three teams in the playoffs out of the SEC, Georgia, Tennessee, and LSU?
Highly unlikely. And you know, there is that scenario, and the only scenario there would be that for LSU, obviously, to win out. They'll have Arkansas and Texas A&M remaining and then beat Georgia. Then you run into a couple of things. It's not impossible, but it's unlikely because you have the Big Ten winner, and then if TCU is alive, they're going to probably make it, and then you have the debate about whether Oregon deserves it or not. And I think Oregon is making a better case, Keyshawn. They may have lost by 46 in the first game, but they've really acquitted themselves since then.
Paul, so yesterday, I look at my phone towards the tail end of our show, and I see one of your clips going viral. And I'm like, oh, God, what did Paul say now? I got to check this out because I have to get ready to have a comment on it. And you said that you think this is the worst coaching job by Nick Saban that he's done at Alabama in his 15 years there. Can you further expound upon that, please?
Yeah, I mean, let's look at that 15 years. His first year, he barely had a winning record, but there was so much improvement that it was a really good job by Saban. And since then, we're talking about 14 years. He has six titles in that time and three losses in championship games. So we're talking about a streak of excellence that is unsurpassed. And then another playoff appearance and then some really good years beyond that. So this is the only year I have seen where they have just woefully fallen below expectations. And I'm sure somebody from Alabama is screaming at the radio or TV right now and saying, hey, Alabama's lost two games on the final play. That's true. They've also won two games on the final play. And there are just so many things wrong about this team. This team started the season, Jay, number one in the country. The expectations were that this would be one of Nick Saban's best teams last year, which also saw Alabama start the season number one and had them lose in the national championship game. Saban described as a rebuilding year. This was not a rebuilding year. You returned the Heisman Trophy winner at the most important position. You had the best defensive player coming back, and they just simply have fallen woefully short. The biggest issue is discipline, way too many penalties. We talked about that in the past with 17 against Tennessee. They had problems again. On the final play of the game, they had 12 men on the field initially. They had to get one off, and then Nick Saban admitted, I wasn't prepared for Brian Kelly to go for two. Well, how are you not prepared for everything in an overtime game on the road?
Has the field kind of caught up with Bama as far as the play on the field, the talent that's there, and also the young recruits that have come in and contributed in some of those other teams?
Keyshawn, you know where the biggest problem they have is? I mean, other than an offensive line that has been less than spectacular, but they don't have explosive wide receivers. And you understand this better than any of us. When you have the best quarterback in the country, and Bryce Young, you know, if you put him on Georgia's team, he'd be the favorite to win the Heisman right now. They have good receivers, not great. But look at what they have had in recent years. Last year, Williams and Mechie were two elite receivers. Before that, you had Henry Ruggs, Waddle, Devontae Smith. An endless stream, and I've left a few out who are in the NFL right now, an endless stream of elite first-round receivers, which they do not have right now.
Paul, so a lot of people at the beginning of the year, and we've seen some of their really tough games, Wake Forest and company in the ACC, which really made me never really a believer in Clemson football to get to like a Final Four. But I was seeing them getting smacked, I mean, a butt kicking by Notre Dame. What does it say about Dabo Swinney and that program?
Well, I think it says, for starters, he's got the wrong quarterback in there. I think he has to go to his freshman, because DJ is a great name, and we've all, you know, had to learn how to pronounce it. But he's no longer the present or the future of Clemson. He's not the next Trevor Lawrence. And I think when you're Clemson, you always play with fire. It's always a one or two game season, because the ACC is weak compared to the Big Ten and the SEC. And they barely got by Wake. You mentioned, you know, some of the other games that they've struggled in, and Notre Dame just, you know, just undid them. And they don't have a path back. They don't have a good game that they can win this back with. They have South Carolina at the end of the season, so they're out of luck, even with only one loss.
Paul, if we run the table, meaning USC, right? We take care of business against Notre Dame, UCLA, and Oregon in the Pac-12 championship. Do we sneak in the playoffs?
I think there's a chance, and the reason, Keyshawn, I think that SC is in better shape than Oregon is you don't have that glaring loss that is going to haunt you. I mean, USC has a great loss. Came down to, what, a two-point conversion? So I think SC is in considerably better shape than Oregon, and I'm glad you brought that up, because none of the talking heads, including myself, have thought to bring USC back into the equation, but I think they are alive.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Paul Feinbaum, host of the Paul Feinbaum Show. Paul, always love it when you come on.
All right, Paul.
Thank you, Max.
Paul, you and Key, your relationship has been great lately. There's been no kind of...
No friction.
Yeah, no friction.
We always have a great relationship.
I'm happy
for
you guys.
Talking about?
Yeah. There it is.
We're friends.
Yeah.
Until you're not. Thanks, Paul.
He'll Hopefully get a Christmas that won't continue for too long. College football playoff ranking show tonight, 7 p.m. on ESPN. Giants Xavier McKinney hurts his hand in an ATV accident. Out, quote, a few weeks.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, the ESPN app, ESPNU. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio. We're right there. Download the podcast. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And you know what else we're doing? We're giving away starting Thursday. They're like, hey, what kind of promotion you guys want to do? We're going to promote the radio show.
10K.
What do you think people want? Man, it's not complicated. Cash money.
Cohort cash.
Money, 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 money.
So give it to them, man. Promotions. 10 G's a day. But even better than 10 G's a day? Well, that's only one person if it's 10 G's a day. It's every hour we're giving away $2,500. Every hour you got to listen for the winning word starting Thursday. You text to the number, and the number is so easy to remember. I remember it offhand, 777-000.
What's your commission? What fee?
We're going to talk about that later, Jay. $2,500 every hour of the show. Someone's winning $2,500.
That's about right.
Yeah, right.
It's about 10K a day, man.
Yeah, I know.
I'll be texting every word every day.
What do you charge per hour?
Yeah. Four? It depends what service you're talking about.
Just think if that was a cold hustle, though.
$2,500 an hour.
If you could just somehow get on the call every hour and pick up that $2,500.
Can you do me a favor, Key?
Yes.
Can you let the world hear Black Opera?
No.
What? Please, the world needs to hear how beautiful this
Blopera?
Is.
No. We got to talk about 10K a day giveaway.
We're doing 10K a day giveaway. It's KJM 10K a day giveaway. I understand. We're going to start it on Thursday. Just text the winning word. We got it.
For example, if the winning word, we just make a word. I said Patron today, right? Little malaprop. If that became the winning word, we decided to make. Then you were listening to the radio during, let's say, like right now, we're in the 9 o'clock hour, going to 10. So at any point this hour, you heard the winning word, you call in, you text in
777-000.
I love even that. It's so easy to remember.
777-000.
You know me,
baby.
I don't remember any of that stuff. I remember that.
I know.
And then you tell the winning word. $2,500.
That's a lot.
Every
of money.
Hour starting we do on, a different
starting
word.
On Thursday. Key. Starting on Thursday, we're gonna give up with at $2,500 every single hour. And I hear you, Jay. I hear you, but I'm trying to give money away.
By the way, giving money away.
We'll even tell you when it is.
Yes.
10 after every hour.
Exactly.
10 minutes into the hour.
Exactly.
$2,500.
Key, Black Opera.
Blopera.
Just let them hear it one time. Let them feel it. Nobody knows what you're gonna say, but it just makes sense.
No, people know what I'm saying.
All right, give them a little taste.
No.
Why not?
Because I'm not doing that, man.
You're so good at it, though.
He's one of the three tenors over here.
You should have heard this guy during the breaks. I really thought I was, like, sitting on Broadway.
Pavarotti over here.
Everybody in our studio. Julian just
Domingo.
Walked in. Victoria's here. Everybody's waiting to hear Blopera.
Will you relax?
It's the culture for opera.
No. It's not.
If you want to, you're going to have to pay to go to see him in
Nothing
the opera.
Nothing gets... We don't give anything away for free. That's part of the problem.
10 after on Thursday, we're gonna get some opera there.
If there's a way, could we hustle this somehow where we get to keep that money? We know to call in and
give the money
do a whole scam.
Let the people get the money, man.
$2,500 an hour. I don't know if I can, Jay.
The best is we're gonna have Yates and James and Pat Costello texting in the winning word. They're gonna know the winning word in advance.
Yeah, my name's John. John.
Like, you go to jail for that and everything, but it might be worth it.
Jeez.
Because $2,500 an hour adds up, man.
So the Giants' Xavier McKinney hurts his hand in an ATV accident.
Why do we have to talk about accidents? I'd rather stay
out a few weeks. See, that's why you don't get on stuff like that. How will this affect the Giants, Jay?
Why are you asking me? Why are you looking at me?
No, he had ATV, that's four wheels, right?
Yeah,
you were on two.
I had ATV accident earlier today. I said Patron. I was on TV. That was ATV accident.
Hey, yo. But how does this affect your Giants? What's going to happen now with a guy like this out of the lineup for a couple weeks?
Yeah, I mean, the Giants don't have a huge margin for error to begin with.
What? Why is everybody laughing?
Because he said he was on four. Jay, you were on two. Yes, thanks, Captain Obvious.
Well, you're here with us, so
thank
it's all
God.
Good.
Yeah, that's the main
thing. That's the main thing.
He was on that.
You lost doesn't mean anything.
To God.
He was on that bike.
You can't mess with me. See, when I do that, you got to leave me alone. Yeah, you got to leave me alone.
The consequences of your behavior, and Xavier McKinney needs to listen up. Jay was going to win championships, all over the world. He blinks, and all of a sudden, he's being berated by Key and me every day on the radio at 6 in the morning. 6 in the morning. Don't do it. Stay off the ATVs.
I can't even talk about the Giants because, according to you guys, my new favorite team is the Jets.
No, it's just one of your favorite teams.
You know, I was at Duke with Jay, and I was watching him put up shots, and I just said to him, why?
Yeah, right, because he could hit it from anywhere behind his back.
Why would you ever risk that?
Yeah.
Yeah, why?
Well, you do a lot of things.
You always complain. You're always not complaining, but you're always discussing these
$300 million deals, I mean, you were in line.
It's when you're young.
Was different then. It
when
was
you're young,
130.
This is
130 then turns into 300 now.
This is the thing about like teenagers and stuff, man. The parts of your brain that regulate decision making are not fully formed, right? That's the truth.
Yeah, it's just the way it works out.
Yeah, he's got to, you know, you just got to be careful. Yeah. Some things you just don't, as a player, as I tell people all the time, as a player, one of the things I did not do was get on jet skis. I did not mess with ATVs. Mm-hmm. I did not go skiing.
Skydiving?
Right. I'm not ever going skydiving.
I have an idea. Jump out of an airplane. I'm good.
But it's the same thrill and the same mindset that helped you become successful that it's hard not to apply to other aspects of
life.
Why, you're a degenerate gambler, for example, you're competitive.
Nothing good happens on an ATV.
I mean, it's like when Michael Jordan was like, I don't have a gambling problem.
Come on, Mike.
Yeah, but you can gamble. That's fine. It's not the same. I understand the rush and those sort of things.
I would stay away from that.
I get it. There's a lot of people that have.
Nobody's saying the adrenaline hit is the same.
The rush is fine. But the ATVs, there's nothing good's going to happen with as an athlete.
I hear you, it doesn't make sense.
You got to be able to.
But, Key, have you ever sped in the car?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. So I'm saying to you is, like, in different ways, like, you push limits and different boundaries here and there. You just kind of live this life that you're not sure it can catch up to you.
I guess when it comes to speeding in a car or driving an ATV or riding on one, I got to kind of drive the car to get to where I need to. I don't have to get on an ATV.
Yeah, it's not a joy ride. It's a necessary mode of transportation.
You ever been over a buck in a car? Like a buck. You ever gone over a buck in a car?
Of course.
What the hell's a buck?
100.
Oh,
a buck!
You're talking slang. I don't know that stuff.
I don't talk slang on this show.
No, but you said a buck.
He's an opera singer, Jay. He doesn't know slang. He's an opera singer.
It's over my head. I went to USC. I don't understand some of the stuff you guys talk about.
We'll break it down for you after the show. Break it down means explain.
Have you ever gone over a buck in a car?
Yes, I've gone over a buck in a car.
Same thing, man. You're pushing limits.
Yeah, that's true.
Same thing, Key.
But isn't there a line?
Reckless.
Isn't there a bright line at a certain point? Key is saying he draws a line around certain stuff, like an ATV. Nope, not doing that.
Sure, but I'll jump in my Ferrari and go a buck 10.
What's the difference? But I'm not going in a buck. I gotta get in my Ferrari.
Come on, man. Look, we got.
But you ain't gotta go a buck 10, is what he's saying.
We got a minute.
Why would I buy a Ferrari to go 60?
You want to be like a nerd? Come on.
We have a minute left.
Yeah.
I need Black Opera.
No, you're not.
Just give it on the way out. Everybody is here waiting to see it. People are dying to listen to it on the radio.
Well, now you built it up, Jay. Now I've been doing it for a reason.
They're gonna hold over tomorrow morning.
Get the pipes warmed up. Get it warmed up. Let the people hear it.
Oh, God.
This is a real thing.
Where did you learn this thing?
We got it from one of our voice coaches.
We have a voice coach.
Don't want to put him on blast.
Huh?
I lasted a day. Not for me, sorry.
He was like, you're not going to catch me with this hustle.
Voice coach.
Yeah, meanwhile, I was doing it on ESPNU for a year.
Hey, Max, you would have been good at that hustle.
You made a lot of money.
Jay shows up one day, he leaves sounding like Nick Friedel, right? By the time you're getting inducted into the College Basketball Hall of Fame.
Excuse me, give me one second.
You know, it's tough for me to say serious versus serious, right?
Yeah, you do.
Right.
You can't say
serious, whatever.
Serious satellite.
I literally had this issue way back when. He kept trying to get me to change it. I said, I'll never make it in television. It'll never happen because you're trying to turn me into, hello, good morning. And no, that's not me. You got to let me just be me.
But you do the voice perfectly. Do it again. Hello, good morning.
How are you? From the desert Channel to the sea and all around Southern California,
like that,
here's the latest at 11.
You might get hired somewhere right away.
Black opera.
Keep talking like that and Jeff Saturday will put in a word. You'll be GM.
Coming up next, Greeny.
Ha, ha, ha.
Greeny's coming up. Say we'll be back tomorrow, 6 a.m., Jay.
Say it, Key.
6 a.m., we're back tomorrow.
Oh, that's his USC voice.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.